Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey you guys, before we get into today's episode, let's give a shout out to Tamara Melon. Tamara Melon is a new brand from the co-founder of Jimmy Choo. It is a next generation luxury footwear, redefining luxury and breaking the rules. Shoes that are handcrafted in Italy in the same factories as other luxury designers. No retailers, ladies, instead delivering direct to you. Shop tamaramelon.com/showmans for $100 off your first pair through the end of January. Use code showmans at checkout. I ordered one of their best sellers. These pumps are gorgeous, so comfy, and I literally wore them, pulled them out of the box, put them on, and went to dinner. I love them. Complimentary shoe care with every purchase, and everything is guaranteed with repairs for up to 2 years. Free shipping and returns, and no limit to when you can return. 0% financing available through Affirm, because luxury shouldn't be exclusive. And there's a fit quiz that makes it easy to find your size based on other brands you wear. Some of the celebrity fans of the brand are our friends, Gwyneth Paltrow, Michelle Obama, because we know her so well, Eva Mendes, and of course, Jenna Ushkowitz. All right, you guys, shop tamaramelon.com/showmans for $100 off your first pair through the end of January. Use code showmans at checkout. That's TAMARAMELLON.com/showmans.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
All right, hold on.
Welcome to Showmans. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
And I'm Kevin McHale.
And this is the season one finale of Showmans.
Oh my God. I'm kind of sad.
Why? We're not stopping.
I know, it feels so final though.
Jenna's always eating it. I sort of like this. Are you going to carry this into the next season or no?
Definitely.
Yeah, I can't.
Although
stop.
Next season is going to be
wild.
Pew, 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 pew. And we're going to announce it at the end of this episode after we hang out with Wilma and Kit.
Oh, so two of the best.
Make sure you listen all the way through so you can find out what season two is going to be. And that it airs next week. And yeah, we're launching next week. So it's not like we're taking any kind of hiatus or break. And we're stoked.
Can't stop, won't stop. Also, Jenna won't let me take time off.
I'm the tyrant boss.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation.
That's right. You are going on vacation. Well,
I feel like the year has properly started now. Last time we spoke, last episode, it was New Year's. Yeah.
The day after New Year's.
And I feel like, at least in Los Angeles, the town has been shut down for months.
It's shut down till pilot season, which starts...
No, but it's weirdly... I feel like it ramps up this week.
I don't think so.
No?
No. People don't get back until I'm busy in January, but I feel like it doesn't really ramp up until February. People are still just kind of slowly moseying their way back into town.
Well, today we have on Willem and Kit.
Yes.
Both extremely talented. And we'll talk about this, but I just saw Willem a couple weeks ago.
You did?
In London.
And
yes.
What was Willem doing?
Willem has a podcast with Alaska, and they put on live shows.
Oh, yes. They do the drag race recap,
yes,
correct?
Race Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been twice now. I've been in LA and I've been in London.
Oh.
And we'll talk to them about it, but they're so good. They're so much fun.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear how they became friends. I know they do. Yeah, they've been on Eastsiders together.
And Kit has built an empire.
I know. And for those of you guys who don't know, Eastsiders is the TV show that they started as a web series. It was picked up to Logo, and then now it lives on Netflix. And it's been nominated for a bazillion daytime Emmys.
Yeah, all the Emmys.
And it's... I mean, they're in season 4, which is out now.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm dying to hear how they became friends and how they had if there was a real showmance or.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by them. And they're both super successful in different ways.
Have you met Kit before?
I haven't.
Okay, but just Willem.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is all very exciting. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get to Kit and Willem.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, and welcome.
Welcome. thanks for coming, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
So excited.
It feels so weird to have Willem here.
Well,
I've known Willem for a little bit.
I know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, for a couple of years now.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's why they asked if you guys wanted to be on the show. I was like, yes.
What did y'all meet?
Willem was in When We Rise.
Yeah. Oh.
But I met him at the premiere in San Francisco.
That
I
sounds
think.
Right. You Got weren't it. On the epi- you weren't in the no. scene of Glee that I was in.
Nope.
I wasn't even in it because I left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that wasn't a good day.
Fair.
Yeah. Wait, fair.
And you were in Nuptuck, though.
I was. Mm, it was when I went to do Glee, Chris came over and he's like, I watched you on Nuptuck, blah, 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 blah. Thank you so much. It. I need to go be an extra, though, over there.
Yeah.
And have your friend be a bitch to me.
No.
Yeah. Well. So I left that day and I was like, you know what?
Good for you.
Yeah, I
you
felt know, really self-care. Powerful and wonderful. I told BuzzFeed to hit it yesterday too. I said, you need to leave. You're wasting my time. They wanted me to do a makeover with only pictures. A Frozen-inspired makeover using Coverboy makeup, shopcoverboy.com, with just pictures. And I was like, are you kidding? I can't use my mouth. That's like my greatest asset.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So I said, you need to hit it. My time is valuable.
It's true.
You need to hit it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
It's a Drag Race quote. This girl says on the corner, she's like, you need to hit it because my time is valuable. If you don't want any cherry pie gift certificates, you can punch it.
You need to hit it and you can punch it.
Yeah. Punch, it means like, punch it means like you're punching the card. Yeah. You need to leave. You need to punch it, girl. Mm-hmm. Or you get punched.
Oh, yeah. My God. You both have been acting forever.
Yes.
Like, how?
Trying.
We're
on the weekends. You know, on the weekends.
Gosh.
Where did you two
meet? Don't we know it? Yeah.
We actually met right after a performance of Showgirls Live that Stephen Guarino from Eastsiders directed Willem in, and that's the first time that we met. But we had our first, like, sit-down conversation with each other at the pavilions on Santa Monica Boulevard in the Starbucks.
Yes.
Willem taught me a thing or two about a thing or two I don't know if I can talk about on your podcast.
What did I say? What was I talking about?
You can't talk about anything?
We'll beep it out.
I was educated about butt chugging that day.
Oh, yeah.
Willem told me he butt chugged a Cape Cod, and I said, what's the cranberry juice for?
Antioxidants.
Flavor. It's
you
flavor.
You can butt chug anything. I just don't recommend a Bloody Mary because it looks like an abortion.
Oh. Oh.
Those little blue chief olives looks like... Never mind. I'm not
gonna...
You don't put the olives up there.
God.
You don't put the toppings in there? You don't get like the celery stick?
Sidecar?
The bacon?
Yeah, the
Ooh.
Bacon.
You should open a bar called Butt Chug.
I'm trying to open a bar, a strip club.
Oh, my God.
I want to do it in an old firehouse.
Jenna and I will be there all the time.
Get the two-story pole so somebody can break their leg real good.
Yeah. Oh, I want to do a gay night 4 nights a week, and then a two-girl night, and then a lesbian night, and then 1 night a week as a drag show, and Alaska's going to be the house mother. Oh. She wants to be a local girl.
House mother.
When you told me that last night, I was like, where's the Kickstarter? Where do I turn
it? Seriously, like, you can fund that overnight.
Come on, Quibi!
Yeah. They'll take anything now.
130 episodes. Fashion's a drag. Starting March 2020.
What?
For real?
No. Yeah.
I have a job. How many episodes?
130.
Get out of here.
Nope. I just got here.
Yeah, I love this.
You can hit it.
Joan Rivers fashion police. You're going to be the Joan Rivers of drag all of a sudden.
It doesn't compare to the 6-episode penultimate season of Eastsiders, though, on Netflix.
That's
now.
Right.
That is a Netflix starring Willem.
Six or eight
as Amber
episodes.
Alert. It's 6 this season, but one's a double hitter. We have one that's double the length.
Damn. It's a movie. It's a film.
It's a moment.
It's a full moment.
It's a mood.
It's a is it a double hitter because it's like Big Little Lies where it's like just gazing beach shots?
It's
like...
nothing but beach shots and just real estate porn. And Laura Dern is in this season screaming, I will not be rich. Every scene. Every scene she's in it. We just cut away to that.
I really identified with that because the bank took my house back once. And I was just like...
I will not.
I was so sad not being rich anymore. I hated it. I had to be nice to people. It was the worst.
Real humbling.
Made so many friends.
No.
Tell us about Eastsiders for people who don't know, which they should know because you're on season 4.
Fourth and final. Well, Eastsiders is a dark comedy about a gay couple and their friends in Silver Lake, California, and the sad and funny messes that they make out of their lives. It stars Willem as Amber Alert starting in season 2, and this season really centers around Willem's character getting married in a big drag wedding spectacular at Precinct, which is a gay bar downtown.
Yes. I also do love the whole, like, the first 10 minutes of the first episode of this last season was Willem in like a beautiful montage trying on different clothing. I was like, this is what I want.
That was set as a condition of involvement. Actually, when I texted Willem, I was like, hey, would you be down to do a season 4? He said, if I get a wedding dress montage.
Yeah. Right. I wanted one. And the dresses weren't even that cute. I was like, oh.
Who doesn't want a good wedding?
I thought they were great. You look great in them. I mean, it was definitely like the place that we went was a real like hipster Silver Lake, like I'm going to have a crown of flowers and get married in Joshua Tree kind of wedding dress boutique.
Yeah, it was fine.
You can make anything work.
Yeah, but I should have brought like a bustle or like a petticoat or my own pinafores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the gag is that Willem's character brought, spoiler alert, that Willem's character brings her own dress from home for a YouTube video. Isn't going to buy anything from this nice British lady.
Just try everything on.
Yeah.
Before we keep going with Willem and Kit, ladies, we have a deal for you from Lola. The female-founded feminine care brand offering high-quality period and sexual wellness products made with natural ingredients. Right now, get 30% off your $5 trial set today. Visit mylola.com and enter promo code SHOWMANS to redeem your offer. You guys, I love this company because it's all natural, 100% organic cotton. It comes in the most discreet packaging, and you can get a personalized assortment. So Lola thinks women deserve to know exactly what they're putting in their bodies. So they list every ingredient on the box. Subscriptions are customizable, so you can choose your mix of products and absorbencies down to the exact number of lights and supers in a box of tampons.
Also, every time you choose Lola, you're supporting a brand that gives back to women in need. To date, Lola has donated over 2 million period products and counting through their charity partner, I Support the Girls. It's never been easier to try Lola. Get started with a trial set today. Each trial set features a mixed assortment of period products made with 100% organic cotton for just $5. When you purchase a trial set, you'll be auto-subscribed to full boxes of both products starting the following month. It's that easy. Get 30% off your $5 Lola trial set today. Visit mylola.com and enter promo code SHOWMANS to redeem your offer.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
I mean, I have a question. You started EastSiders as a YouTube series.
Yeah, back in 2012.
Wow.
And then it is now on Netflix.
Well,
and
it's picked up the logo first, yes. Right?
Yeah, we had a circuitous journey.
Yeah. How did this crazy-ass journey happen? Well, 8 billion Emmy nominations later.
My husband and I decided to produce the first episode when I was in grad school at UCLA. We shot it in our living room for $2,000 and a stick of gum to hold the whole thing together. And then it just grew and grew with every year. The season two is when Willem came aboard and the cast has grown into a cool ensemble of all kinds of different queer relationships. Mm-hmm. So the first season really centers around my character's relationship and kind of a infidelity-stricken love triangle, and Constance Wu and John Hallback's relationship kind of just blossoming and starting. But then season two on, it's all these different kinds of queer relationships and is really an ensemble project.
Damn. Beautiful.
And he asked me to do it and I said yes. Do people say no to work?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I haven't been asked in a long time.
Yeah, we wouldn't know.
I saw X Factor.
Oh, God.
How good was it?
I saw.
And your outfits were just, those were my favorite.
I saw Willem in London. It was great. It was like a bit of sanity. It's like, oh, someone from home.
Oh, tell me there's sunshine.
Yeah. I needed something.
It rained all 4 days of my tour.
Oh, my gosh.
It rained for 2 months. And it was just, at first I was like, yes, rain. I haven't seen that in years. And then after the first week, I'm like, all right, well, I need to go back to the non-existent weather of LA.
Yeah, London. Oh, sorry. I love the good jobs. I just don't like the weather, guys, and your traffic's terrible.
Did you enjoy doing the show? I loved going to it. It was my second race chaser.
I loved... You went to L.A.?
Yes.
The L.A. one, we had ponies. That was better.
Oh, that was
wild. Oh, my God.
And the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck.
I don't know if it was better because there was a Little Mix member at the one in London, and I
Kevin
was very starstruck.
Yeah.
I walked in,
did
I saw her that... Yes.
Her?
Yeah, I walked in and like, oh, we're all going to go like to the seats together. And I saw her and I was like, oh my God, I love you. Bye. And I just cut her off and like walked off and didn't let her even speak to me because I didn't know what to say.
She's so cute. And
afterwards, we talked.
Yeah. It was... Jade is like the loveliest. And it's so fun. Like, you know.
They're also so talented and so beautiful, and I didn't know how to compose myself.
The ponies?
Yes. Or
the, the ponies, they
so
tried to steal my wig.
Tell me how you got ponies into your live show.
So I told them I would only do a...
Careful about that one.
I don't understand what... I don't listen to podcasts, even though I have two. Mm-hmm. Race Chaser and Hot Goss, Wednesdays and Fridays. So they were like, let's do a live show. I was like, who the f*** would go see us talk on a microphone live? Right. Like, all these people do it. I was like, well, if we do it, we're drag queens. We need to do it better. Right. So we need ponies.
And I can confirm it is better.
Literally, we need ponies and the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck.
They didn't know if it meant ponytails or horses, so I had both. And I had the pony with a ponytail, and then the horses tried to steal my hair because we took it off after backstage, and then the owners picked it up off the table and took it with them to fucking Palmdale.
Stop.
And I'm like, you will not take my unit.
No.
So yeah, no one wants to drive out to Palmdale to retrieve that.
My friend was wearing this really long fall in her hair in London when we were doing press, like, back in the day. And she hailed a cab because there wasn't Uber at the time. And she gets in the cab, but she didn't realize there was another woman who was also hailing a cab at the same time. And who knows who the f*** was first. So she goes to get into the London cab. And the woman was like, that was my cab. That's my cab. She goes, horse hair?
No.
Wow.
Horse hair?
Wow.
I completely forgot about that.
Not horse hair.
Horse hair?
Just for the story.
Oh, she had Yaki in.
Look, we were rough.
Yeah, we were rough. We thought we were somebody. Yeah.
She had the good
tell us about your showmance and friendship after the butt chugging. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, our friendship really began with butt chugging. That's how our showmance begins. That's how every great showmance begins.
That's how ours began, Jenna.
We weren't really friends, I'd say, until like maybe season 3 or 4, just because I didn't really talk to anybody. And I was just, when I was on set, I was busy, because usually it was, how much time do you need to get in drag after shooting this boy scene? Or how much time do you need to get out of drag to shoot this? It was one of those. And
3 hours.
How quickly can you do it?
Yeah, what's the record? I think 45 minutes was like a
damn
median like amount.
45, because usually I would suggest with filming that my drag, if I had to get into drag midday, it would be during lunch, so like everybody else could eat and I would be just this pure empty vessel of beauty.
And Willem was fitting into a 23 inch corset, I want to say.
Stop.
For the wedding dress.
You're
so there was not a lot of eating going on.
No.
And like I just hate, I don't like pooping in a wig, so like midday if I had to
poop, my favorite thing. That's so weird.
Pooping in nails is terrible.
I've got a squatty potty and a wig just for that purpose.
I have so many questions with the nails. Like, how do you do anything with the nails?
Oh, yeah.
You can get by with a lot of stuff. Tights, putting on different hair, or shitting is tough. But I lost a nail, and they were long white nails. Beautiful. Couldn't find it anywhere. Manila Luzon takes a little piece of a folder of a paper with her hand, peels like this shape of a nail and glues it to my pinky.
Respect.
Oh,
Manila Luzon is one of the best drag queens in the world.
Wow.
She can. She's really pretty. She can make outfits. She can almost sing really well. She's always funny.
She's
gorgeous.
Hilarious in this season. She plays Willem's character's makeup artist.
Oh, she's
artist.
In it too.
Yeah.
That's why she was there.
Yeah. Willem and Katya and Bitch Pudding and Marta Bichu.
Wow.
A great scene together.
Yes.
They're kind of all playing Willem's character's bridal party, as Willem's character is a burgeoning YouTube beauty vlogger celebrity this season, is trying to use their wedding to take it to the next level. So they hire all these famous drag queens and Instagram influencers to be their fake wedding party.
Brilliant.
Who would do that?
Who would do such a thing?
Wait, was your wedding sponsored?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's not like that. Not like that. I'm their real friends and family there.
Yeah, get what you can.
Yeah.
Get that free shit while it lasts, because it's not going to last forever.
That's right. Someone should have told us.
Those weddings are expensive.
I'm getting that gay money whenever I can. I like literally stopping just short of writing to brands, being like, do you have a problem with gay people all of a sudden? Or why aren't you sending me shoes? I'm taking what I can get.
Like, I haven't gotten any free packages.
Putting
and you're
on
homophobic.
Blast.
Yeah, yeah, basically. But I would say that our showmance really began season three because we had this real deep dive episode that we shot together in Palm Springs. And that tested our showmance also very early on in the development of it.
Yeah, we became friends in season four then. That episode, A, there were like, every line in it was mine. Read the script like
oh, so
a
mean.
Day before.
So rude of me to give so much all the lines. Showcase part.
Oh, so many lines. But then...
because you're talented.
I was available.
Aren't we all?
We had this day. It was the last day. And I was in shoes that Raja gave me. And it was in... we were filming under the windmills in Palm Springs.
Oh, my God.
Shock that the mics were picking up the wind.
Oh, no.
At a wind farm. Who knew? And then nightmare. My shoe melted. The glue on the front of the heel that holds it.
It was 117. 117 degrees in July.
That's
and,
abuse.
And then there was a point
abuse
where
drag queens for this for art.
I think I was asked to adjust my visor or my wig, maybe an inch in one direction, one way or another, just for lighting. And that's when I flipped out.
Yeah.
I was like, how dare anyone look at me? How dare you ask me to change anything? I already got in drag for you, and in drag, out of drag, and then
outside
in this scene, I'm supposed
free.
To be rubbing off my makeup or like taking off a lash. So it's like one of those continuity things where you're like,
put
don't
it back on.
Oh, hell no.
I was heated, and it was heated.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
I remained cool. We're friends.
The exact thing that Willem said as he was getting into his Jeep to leave set was, don't talk to me for a month.
Oh, wow.
And I waited a month to text him.
Like, how about season four?
Yeah, it was an experience, but the episode was really good. I still haven't seen the
so
whole
good.
Thing, but everybody says I'm good.
You've at least seen that scene, right?
Which one?
The scene where you're on the wind farm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. The most iconic thing that has ever happened in the show is in this one moment, Willem just takes this long pause and just stares at Steven about just like something, and his eyelash is half peeled off, given like a full like Gia Gunn flutter in the breeze. And it's just the most epic thing that's ever happened. I can take no responsibility for it whatsoever. Yeah. Except that I saw it in the footage and I was like, that's the shot. That's it.
Keep it. It's in.
Cut the tears, everything just keep around. The yeah. And we have Lynn Shay this season.
Oh, she's so amazing.
Really
your scene
cool.
with her is just so beautiful.
There's so many good people in it.
Yeah.
She plays Steven Guarino's conservative mother, who he is really nervous about introducing to his drag queen fiance, and really nervous about the idea of introducing the fact that it's going to be a drag wedding. And that's a big part of their conflict for the season.
And you take pictures of the wedding, right?
Oh, yeah. My character's a photographer, and he's kind of, like, segued from, like, doing his sort of, like, art porn gay magazine photography into drag weddings.
But
yeah.
Magazine.
Naturally.
But magazine.
Poncho.
Naturally.
Star f***er magazine.
Before we keep going, let's give a shout-out to my favorite game in the entire world, Best Fiends. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals and a gripping story, your answer is Best Fiends.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends is a casual game that anyone can play, but made for adults. I am terrible at games. I am very good at this game. I am on level 490, Jenna. It's kind
okay,
of...
that's really wild.
Yeah. Hit me up if you've gotten further than that, because challenge.
And there's new levels every month. And it's a great game for when you travel. You can play on a plane, on the subway, on a boat, in the club.
In the club.
It's a unique and exciting puzzle experience, unlike other puzzle games out there. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play.
It's so good.
Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family. How do you feel that it's over?
Yeah.
It's so bittersweet, but I really feel like knock on wood, everybody feels this way, but I feel like we stuck the landing. People are being so kind. We're getting all these amazing messages. And it just really like warms my heart to feel that and to get that response from people.
Yeah. It must be nice to like know it's ending and be able to do it on your terms.
Yeah, onwards and upwards.
Especially with the journey it's taken.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we started that first season with like $26,000 for the whole season.
Oh my God.
And, you know, I think all good stories have endings too. Like I don't really like this tendency in American television that something just drags on and on until it dies, like with a whimper.
Yeah.
You know? Go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I had bangs this season. it saved time getting in drag because eyebrow glue takes time to dry. I was like, long bang, heavy powder, head down, walk fast, no spook.
Go out with a bang.
I had bangs this season.
I cannot.
I had so many bangs.
I'm crying.
How long does it naturally take you, like, if you have, like, an ideal amount of time, if you had it, to get into drag?
I'm getting in drag at, like, my production space. I can do it in, like, it depends if I care.
Okay.
So if it's on camera and I care, I'll take like an hour 15.
Okay.
If I don't care, it's like 45 to 50.
Okay.
My favorite drag moment with Willem ever was at a screening event. Willem came with these sunglasses that had makeup, eye makeup on the outside. And he was like, this way I don't have to do my eyes.
It works.
So good.
Yeah.
Can you buy it? Tell us about your podcasts.
My podcasts are
plural.
One is called Race Chaser, and we basically document. We were stuck in line at Burning Man, Alaska, and I in an RV, and the only thing we had to listen to was Out on the Lanai, which is a Golden Girls podcast.
Yes.
And because some girl
was Alan Scott, right?
Yeah, I
went on that. John and I went on that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I was like, well, how can I rip this off and make money? What show can I talk about? And I was like, well, there's Drag Race, and. And as soon as I said it to Alaska, she's like, I have a song called Race Chaser. So I was like, oh, perfect, podcast. So we did the first season for free. Mm-hmm. We wanted to see if people liked it. They did. And then second, third, fourth, fifth season later, and then we started another podcast because they said, hey, if you do another podcast, you know that ad money check? It doubles. And I said, oh.
I'll be there.
Come in.
Keep the mics on. Is this thing hot? So on Hot Goss, we talk about political stuff that I don't know about so I can learn about it because dumb as f***. And then we talk about gossip. And then we answer questions. And people send us like a lot of dick pics, which is helpful.
I bet you get so many dick pics.
So
many.
For better or for worse.
I went on last week, and one, I got to start some drag queen drama. I got to get on Drag Queen Reddit. Big goal, life goal. Check.
Oh my
check,
God.
And
then three,
what a great
I
year.
Got to see the dricks. They call them the dricks.
So big.
And they were shocking. The things in those DMs, the dreedrims.
Well, because if you're electing to send
them.
A stranger, a picture.
I'm not a stranger.
Well, you're right.
They know me. I may not know them. But...
Yeah, there you go. Someone you don't personally know.
I give out the strange all the time. Especially to these people. These people are great. They
know what they're advertising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They know.
Yeah, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you and John
mostly
have a production company kit.
Yeah, so my husband and I have produced the show together since 2012 with our production company, Go Team Entertainment.
Go Team!
Go Team! Because we're a team. Aww.
And
you guys
are developing
busy.
New stuff now, too? Yeah.
No, we're tag team
sometimes. Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that what Eastsiders is about?
Shut up!
It is! I thought it was inspired by true, gripping stories.
It's not autobiographical.
Gripping in the other way people's
I necessarily think. She's a coy minx, okay?
Oh, okay. Coy minx, that's a drag name.
Coy minx, is that my drag name?
Yes.
Coy minx.
Coy minx. What are you guys watching? Do you watch TV? I know you don't listen to podcasts. What are you watching?
Fleabag.
Yes.
Watch it every day.
Yes. They did it right, too.
Very into Watchmen.
I got
to
do that.
I need to do that, too.
Lots of things about
I
want to
start that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can make a podcast about watching Watchmen.
Watchmen. That's great.
I'm watching. What do I watch? I watch a lot of Drag Race for work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching my season of Untucked for the first time because I didn't want to watch it when it was on because I wanted to remember how I wanted to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And what else am I watching? What did I just kill? I watched something. Handmaid's Tale, I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Dear White People.
Yeah.
Is amazing. What else? I know I just watched something really good. Oh, I saw Queen and Slim, but that wasn't a TV show.
I gotta see that.
It's really fun. It like made me lose my breath a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim, honestly, should we go after this?
You're making me want to go and rewatch season 4 of Untucked because it's all seared into my brain. Like, honestly, all of it.
It's damaging. That was my nom. It really was. And the producer I ended up f***ing was the Untucked producer.
Oh,
and
no.
We had a big fight the second episode because it was the anniversary of Jiggly's mom's
hot
death.
Hot goss.
Hot goss.
Yeah, it's all hot goss. Yes. And I didn't like what they were doing to her. Like, she was obviously emotional and they were exploiting that. And I was like, I'm not going to be a part of this. And he's like, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. He was British. And I was like, so I left. And then they were all like, you can't leave. And I was like, you just told me I could leave and I'm leaving. Mm. What are you going to do? And then I was like, I'm not going back in there until someone apologizes to me. And then they did.
They did. Oh.
And they said I was difficult. But then I definitely f***ed them after. So, I mean, I guess.
I didn't think they were that difficult.
It wasn't that difficult.
Clearly.
I had never seen Drag Race when I met Willem. Uh-huh. And Austin explaining your story to me was the most riveting thing ever.
It was dramatic.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. And then I was like, what? Yeah. Like, turn the car around. We got to go back. I have a question.
Yeah, what do you want to say about your experience on Drag Race? I read so many things.
Yeah, I knew going into it, we were reporting July 21st, and day one, they told me to go to the airport to get picked up to go to the set. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, just go to set. And they're like, you can't. You need to go to the airport. I'm like, I'm not driving to the airport. I'm getting my hair blown out today. I have to go away from my house for months. I was troubled from the start, but I also knew that I had another engagement 3.5 weeks into the show for the Fringe Fest in New York. Mm. So I said, okay, I'm just going to go and f*** it up. But then I saw they let me into the room first. I was like the first one in. I was like, ooh, they believe me. And Rue knew me anyway. So I was like, they asked me to be on that season.
Right.
So I was like, maybe I should not f*** it up. But then Danny Francesi, who wrote the show that I was going to do in New York called Jersey Shoresicle, he was in the crowd for like 2 or 3 different challenges because he's friends with World of Wonder. He was in Party Monster. Uh-huh. And he's like, are you coming? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. Because Derek Barry was my understudy. I wanted to get there before the critics reviewed it.
Right.
And we won the audience award. So it was worth going and everything. But I was just like, I'm not sticking around to be the villain because I knew they were going to make me the bitch. Mm-hmm. And basically, I broke every rule until they kicked me off. And they finally kicked me off on a day that I had 2 days left before my pre-purchased ticket to New York taking off. So, like, I trolled them, pulled the page, and did everything that a reality TV contestant isn't supposed to do. Slept with production, with production, tried to steal on set.
And how did you get the villain edit?
I don't think I was a villain on it. I think everything I said was true. And
you
mostly
were meta. You were actually the audience stand-in for me that season where I was like, oh, wow, everything that this character on this, you know, semi-real version this fictional version of real life, everything that this character says is what I'm thinking, and thank God somebody's there to say it.
Yeah. I lost a lot of respect for the people and the production company. I love the show, but the people and seeing how they treated others and calling Latrice La something over the walkie multiple times and being a white person making money off of these drag queens.
It's not your first rodeo. Like, some of these people have not.
Girl,
done
I'm the cow.
Like, you've been around.
Yeah.
You know how people should be treated and.
Yeah, like shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
reality's tough.
Well, it's amazing how far you can get on bad behavior sometimes, right?
Squeaky wheel
you're
gets
like,
the grease.
Why aren't
though, right?
you kicking Always. Me off? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been too nice on. Like, there have been plenty of, like, shitty sets that I've been, like, really nice on and I regret.
So, what else can you butt chug with?
Butt chug with anything.
I'm so fascinated.
I don't recommend anything cold and with bubbles because it kind of feels stingy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
effervescent.
Yeah. Flat beer is fine. Hard liquor will get you quick. And I don't drink.
I feel like you can die.
You can. Yeah. It's really dangerous, right? Because it goes right into your membrane.
Yeah. It's really dangerous if you want to have so much fun.
But do you use, like, do you measure it out? Like, how are you just eyeballing your butt chugging cocktails?
Yeah. Poor baker's dozen in.
Well, remember girls in high school, there was they soak their tampons in
boys
vodka.
Boys can do it too.
And just eat. Well,
I did not have fun friends in high school.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did it. It was
and
great.
It's like, whoosh, straight
I
up.
Didn't even drink in high school. It was such
Me
a,
neither.
Such
I,
a
didn't really.
I did.
Eating.
I did.
My first drink was a Mike's Hard Lemonade at the age of 17.
Oh,
I thought I was
wow.
such a bad,
was
my bad
cute,
bitch.
Was Mike cute?
I didn't even know I was 18. I was already living on my own. Yeah,
yeah. I went to college.
It was fine.
Yeah, I would just decided to be fancy, and I ordered like a Brandy Alexander.
Oh my god!
So
where
I was
did
like,
you even
I ordered,
get that from?
At an Irish pub in New York. I ordered a cream-based drink. so disgusting. Oh.
There were these pubs in New York that I used to go to where we would order Irish car bombs, you know, the Guinness.
I would order those too.
But then there were signs they put up. They were like, we no longer serve Irish car bombs because there's actual real car bombing happening in Ireland. And we're being
Is there a new name for it now?
I don't know. It was not.
Cargo
boom boom. I loved them.
It was obviously like it was not something that was like in my cultural awareness when I was ordering them in college. You know, I was not aware that it was hurtful to people, and I wouldn't call it that now. But like, is there something else you can call it? Because it was
it's
delicious.
It's a delicious drink. Well, exactly.
Whenever we'd go out for St. Patrick, I remember when we went to Ireland on tour, we all had to like text each other, like, guys, when we go out, we can't say this. So we had a whole discussion of like, how do we order this? Because we were all trying to rage.
Yeah.
It was like the end of the tour. We're like, how do we get and not get thrown out of the country?
Vodka tampons.
Oh my god!
I haven't drank in over 4 years, but the butt chugging is so fun because you get drunk within like 2 minutes sometime.
Tell us more. Tell us more.
No, we don't want them to leave. So I don't know if you guys. This is our finale of season one.
Congratulations on
your season. There's got to be a historical plaque of significance.
We'll have a butt chugging plaque somewhere.
Oh my god, Kevin!
You should try it. It's not terrible.
I don't know. I'm scared.
I feel like at this point I'd do whatever you wanted me to.
Wow.
I mean, no one's ever called me and said, how do I not have fun? You know, I'm pretty fun.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Also, this is a whole sidebar, but you should take a straight friend to go see Race Chaser live because I brought a straight friend and all he kept doing was quoting you guys the rest of the week to the point where I was like, I get it. Cool. Ally. Love you. But you got to shut the fuck up.
Get your own culture.
Yeah, I was like, it's so funny.
Was he an actual chaser, you think? Or he just thought we were funny?
He loved it. He absolutely.
Who?
Danny.
He would love it.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it's really entertaining. We have like costume changes. And then in England, we had like
ponies.
We had ponies. We had different pit crew people in every stop in England.
Oh my God.
2 out of 4.
Are you still touring?
I am going to Arkansas Friday, San Fran Saturday, and then New Year's Eve Nashville.
That'll be fun.
Oh my.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
One of the
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have fun.
Are you taking a break or are you going straight into something else?
I'm not. I'm going straight into something else.
Yay!
I can't talk about it yet.
He's got two huge things.
Yay!
Yeah. Are we talking?
One
about
of them
shows?
Is his husband.
Okay. Oh.
I'm on air.
That's exciting, though.
I'm super excited. I'm very, very excited to have some stuff lined up and coming down the pipeline. And I really wish I could talk about
fracking. Oh no, none of those.
You both do. Quibi over here.
Oh my god, Quibi.
You know how relationships with 8 different networks or streaming platforms.
I know.
Quibi's gonna be awesome just because it's like short videos.
Yeah.
And for this Adderall generation, it's like perfect. Like that's all you really need to see anyway.
And they seem great to work with.
I love them.
My friend has a show on there and they seem great.
I asked them to make the couch higher. Because, like, being a drag queen and sitting, like, your heels, your feet have to go.
Like, and then your knees are up
in the
air.
So you look stupid, and you just want to be, like, perched and cute.
Yeah, like sitting off the edge of a stool.
Exactly.
Where you're taller than your legs, yes.
We have great writers. We have amazing, amazing casting. They're paying people well.
Good.
Isn't that nice when that can happen?
Yeah, right?
It's really amazing.
He looks a kid.
He said this is a micro project made out of love by the people who make it.
$26,000.
Yeah, look how far
season.
It got.
Look how good. We pay, we pay better than SAG minimums. We
That's
do good.
Right.
We
That's
do
right.
good,
right? Yes, yes.
We just released this, you know, kind of almost hour-long Eastsiders documentary about the making of the show.
From
YouTube
incredible.
To Netflix, featuring
That's
an
awesome.
Interview with Willem where he calls the show Pretty People Talking. Because there's a lot of pretty people talking.
Okay, well, tell us, tell everybody where we can find you guys.
You can find me on Eastsiders on Netflix
season
4 now streaming, and you can also find me on my YouTube channel, on Instagram where I recently hit 1 million for the third time. Because do you know you can hit 1 million and then have you go back to Loserland at 998?
Loserland, oh no.
Yeah,
where am I? Where am I at 140?
People literally sent
Do I even exist?
They sent me congratulations messages and I was like, you're congratulating me on an arbitrary number which isn't even the number anymore because it went back down because I'm a loser who doesn't even have an agent. And you can also find
me. Don't need
one. I do. I need one.
All right.
Gersh signed me for Unscripted, but then they said I was too green for acting. I was like, too green.
Bitch, wait.
Who wants to watch A Star Is Born? I'll show you fucking chartreuse if you think I'm green,
right.
Bitch.
That's right.
Anyway, love Gersh. And I think that's all where you could find me right now, I think. Yeah. What about you, Kit? Where can we find you?
Got my name on everything. Early adopter, Kit Williamson on Instagram and Twitter, and Eastsiders TV on Instagram, or Eastsiders the series, but it's ending, so really just watch it on Netflix.
Where can we find the doc?
BBRT.
The documentary, that's a good question. You can find it on YouTube. Just search Eastsiders documentary.
Yay!
You guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and congratulations on season one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you!
Thank you.
Yeah.
We did it.
You guys, hang around, because we have a big announcement about what season two is going to be in just a second.
Big announcement. Huge.
So, very exciting news for season two is that we're not taking a break at all, and it is coming next week. We are launching season two of Showmans next week, and we have a new theme and a brand new format, and we have a feeling you guys are going to love it. So keep an eye out on our socials on Friday for some more information, and make sure you tune in next week for Showmans season two.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmans with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye.